Market View on Money FM 89.3.
There could be a lot of reasons to maybe stay away from Chinese markets, especially with rising geopolitical tensions with the United States. But we have seen the Chinese markets, for the most part, have actually held their ground, well, at least those out in mainland China. In fact, there's also been an uptick in retail investment that seems to be driving mainland stocks higher. But is this going to be healthy for markets in the mainland and over the long term? And what is does the future hold for Hong Kong's markets, which have started to see more headwinds and turbulence as compared to their mainland counterparts? Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Peter Chun, the founder of Silver Bear Capital, to share with us their new outlook for markets out in Greater China. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you're in good health, and welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
A lot of reasons to perhaps be a bit wary of markets out in China, from continued COVID-19 uncertainties, you've got U.S.-China tensions. But more often than not, in the last 4 to 5 weeks, mainland stocks have been looking quite strong. Is this as simple as just a bet on the economic recovery out in mainland China? Or is there something else fueling this optimism on the mainland, perhaps maybe even the targeted stimulus policies and support policies that the government's been doling out?
Well, I think the COVID definitely hard hit everybody. I mean, not just China or Hong Kong or US. I think, you know, internationally there is a suffering going around everybody, including the normal ordinary government that trying to run the city or like a state, something to say the individual company, private company that's trying to stay afloat. Now, the interesting thing that you just brought up is that you're seeing that the mainland stocks has been looking very strong. Now, from some of the interesting readings that I'm getting from my end is that we're seeing the growth of just like new stock account opening and major brokerage to have exceeded 30% in June from a month earlier. So, I mean, it's just like probably people stay at home, they have nothing to do, and they're trying to take advantage of their downtime. And we're seeing China individual investors buying into the market, and they just don't want to miss the boat. And they're snapping up the stock on the Shanghai DAX. They're snapping up some funds. They're snapping up like that's stocks that are meant to go down, for example, airlines. And they're all thinking that after the COVID, they should buy low now and enjoy the upside later on.
But here's the thing, and this is a question I've asked folks, because we've seen a lot of retail investors in the U.S., even here in Singapore, for instance. Could this exuberance from these retail investors perhaps be a little too much, given how well Chinese markets have performed since July? And could there be some negative blowback or effects from what might be seen as possibly speculative activity from these retailers?
Yes, there will be some negative effects if they are wrong somehow. Now, I mean, we're seeing interesting scenarios whereby stocks like IMAX China, Sands China, MGM China, Sasa International, which is the guys who kind of distribute cosmetics products, we're seeing China Southern Airline. These stocks are meant to go down in a normal scenario whereby these stocks are the most hard-hit people during COVID. For example, I mentioned China, they own so many cinemas, they were forced closed. But now people are buying into these stocks, hoping that after the COVID, these stocks will bound right off the roof. So, but if they were wrong somehow, because there's logistic problems of recovering a company like the cinemas, there's logistics with, say, recovering an airline, because you know you just can't kind of come up from your office saying, hey, look, I made a loss of so much money now, and I'm going to make it all back, you know, for the next 6 months. There is some logistical problem that I'm seeing, that these speculators are all for speculating on the upside on these stocks. And I think this will then drive losses to these retail investors. And again, this will then cause a small ripple negative effect back into the economy later on.
Do you think this could lead to a sell-off similar to what we saw in 2015?
I would probably say yes, but then I think the sell-off versus this time is different, because as you can see, COVID brought in some opportunity for companies like Tencent, Alibaba, where actually did make more revenue than a normal day without the COVID, because everybody was staying home, they were with their cell phone, they were with their smartphone. There is a balance this time. So there is down and up, where it was just like last time it was really, really a roller coaster going down.
Another sector that's been getting a lot of attention out in mainland China and in Hong Kong also are tech stocks. This is par for the course. It seems to be mirroring what's happening in the United States. As we know, Hong Kong also just launched their own tech index recently, and the first few days of that, they've been doing rather well. But in the long term, though, how much upside could Hong Kong's tech index have, especially against Shanghai's Star Market, which has been around a little longer and might be seen by some as its biggest competitor? What are your prospects for Hong Kong's tech indexes?
That's a good question. As you recalled, Alibaba finally landed back in Hong Kong. That kind of draws curtain for attracting one of the biggest IPO back into Hong Kong arena, and then therefore telling the rest of the world that, you know, there is a real tech company in Hong Kong. Now, the tech index will further drive that momentum to investors, hopefully telling people that, you know, there is some real stuff here in Hong Kong that will land it in here, and this is actually a better location versus other locations like Stars or maybe even back, you know, NASDAQ or something. Now, I think from this point onwards, it's really up to how Hong Kong is going to reshape itself so that there is enough component and infrastructure that allows tech companies to actually be housed here to be able to grow properly. Now, versus Shanghai, because the natural of the location, China, you know, it has a much bigger market already locally. So this would probably be one of the most preferential advantage that Shanghai has versus Hong Kong. But again, Hong Kong is a much more international region. And when it comes to money play, probably Hong Kong would still have some advantage over Shanghai because of what it is. Now, I would probably say that the move for Hong Kong government to kind of point into tech direction is correct. And it has always been trying to do that. But I think this direction is correct. But then versus Shanghai, I would probably say it's kind of time for them to work together rather than compete. And this would actually then help both of them to fight among the West locations rather than having them to kind of compete with each other. I think that's kind of what I would do if I was making some of the policy decisions.
Right. So very quickly, you think there's room for both then, for both Shanghai and Hong Kong to coexist as markets? You actually see a future where both the greater Hong Kong and Shanghai markets actually work together?
Correct. I think that would makes the most sense, because I think there is advantage of both being, you know, in their position for so long. But again, in order for us to really see this going forward in a much bigger picture, I would see that, you know, there is a chance for them to work together. I mean, if you record from histories, you know, there is exchange that been merged in the West. So I think this is one possibility once they figure out how the RMB and Hong Kong dollars can kind of work together in a more systematic way.
Peter Chun, a founder of Silver Bear Capital, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued safety and good health out in Hong Kong. And have a great rest of the week ahead, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.